You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, as it's used today, it's already split into two uses. Originally, I think one of the first people to be exploring this was Craig Silverman for BuzzFeed back in 2014. And he was doing some research on what we might call literal fake news, i.e. news stories that were being constructed that were complete fabrications. And there was an example of this a couple of years later, a famous example in sort of Macedonia, where a couple of young men were set up a website and were just fabricating stories that they knew US Republicans would like. So lots of conspiracy theory and fantasies around the Clintons. And loads of US companies were buying up advertising space on the site because so many US Republicans were visiting the website. So they sort of created their own sort of lifestyle. So they were sort of malevolent entrepreneurs, I think you could say, who just sat and watched the cash flow in as they wrote these crazy stories about the Democrats and the Clintons and conspiracy theories. So that was the original understanding of fake news, completely fabricated stories. But that changed, I think Trump's transition team adopted the phrase in early 2017, and that's when the meaning changed, or another meaning was attributed to the term. I think when Trump's transition team took it on, it was still supposed to hold the meaning that the news was made up, right?
Mm.
But now it's used as a means of to try and dismiss people, or shut people up, or counter stories and information that you don't like. So it's now become a tool to dismiss anything that doesn't match what you think or feel or desire or whatever.
And where does that sort of, like you say, in that dismissal, but there's also this element of building distrust for the media. So where's the danger in this?
Yeah. So that's the other thing that came with what Trump was doing. And it's in effect what Craig Silverman was doing at BuzzFeed was proper journalism and an attempt to defend journalism, right? So research on fake news was supposed to sort of bolster trust, right? Because journalists could go out and show you what was wrong, right? What was false. But you're absolutely right. The way it's been used by Trump since is to actually completely discredit all forms of journalism apart from the ones he likes. And of course, it even got to the point where early this year, I think they invited one of the QAnon conspiracy theory websites to report from the White House. And they were given preferential treatment by Trump in terms of asking questions and things. So now you've actually got this crazy situation where you've got conspiracy theory websites are actually now deemed as privileged, in inverted commas, journalistic sources by the Trump presidency. And yes, it's used now to completely undermine any trust in the media.
I'm a former media studies student, and there is, you know, a necessity, I suppose, in understanding the mechanisms of the media and certain agendas, perhaps. And you are sort of taught to be a little bit critical, or you know, understand those mechanisms in order to criticize it properly. So where's the sort of fine line there?
I think the difference. One way to think about the difference is that there used to be, the news used to be a site of sort of contested interpretations of fairly established facts, right? So we get a set of facts and then the contestations over how to interpret those facts. But now we've shifted to a situation where it's about trying to assert completely different realities, right? We're not relying on facts has kind of disappeared. This has been the political move under sort of Trump and also the radical right more broadly. But going back to your point about being suspicious about the media, yes, of course we need to do that, because if we go back to that set of facts and how we interpret them, the media, particularly corporate media, have a certain bias and certain blind spots and certain commercial interests to present those facts in a particular way. And it's our job as media scholars to explain that bias and the prejudices and the vested interests in interpreting events in a particular way and framing them in a particular way, right? And that's the job we still need to do. But this is a completely different situation now, where it's not just being critical of the media and the way they frame events, it's actually not being connected to those events at all and simply trying to assert your own reality or a counter reality. Do you see what I mean? They're quite distinct things. And that's where we are at the moment. I mean, it's strange that for me, as a kind of as a media scholar, and that someone that's always been critical of mainstream media, you know, you immediately came to the defense of mainstream media when Trump kind of came to power because of what he was doing, calling them the enemy of the people, and of course referring to it constantly as fake news. So there was a need to sort of try and defend traditional journalism. But in that defense of journalism, part of that defense is to actually be critical in response to traditional media and show how they have failed. I mean, you could argue quite easily that the failures of traditional media to properly address what has been happening, say, to properly report what was going on before and after 9/11, so the whole kind of war on terror period, and also their failure, complete failure, to respond properly to the financial crisis, has all contributed to the Trump phenomenon, right? So in part, traditional media are kind of are facing a crisis that they have played a not insignificant role in, right? And it's kind of woken them up a little bit to what their job is. So, you know, it's a difficult time for journalism anyway because of threats from the internet and loss of money and so on. But I think that's the distinction, right? Criticizing the way traditional media frame stuff is one thing, a totally legitimate and an essential part of our democracy. Criticizing media by saying it's all fake simply to assert your own reality that actually has no bearing on reality whatsoever is a completely different thing. They're two radically distinct and if not completely opposite modes of operating. One, I think, is crucial to democracy, criticizing the framing of news. The other one is anti-democratic in its refusal to pay any heed to what actually happens and just assert a reality that's completely counter to it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.